It's my pleasure to be here in North Dakota. I am Kevin Young from Ridge Springs, South Carolina. And as you might guess, South Carolina is a long way from here. And these guys that planned this program might have known what they were doing. We had a big, nice lunch today and had a very powerful program this morning. But you guys and ladies might be getting a little bit sleepy this afternoon, and maybe they put me on the panel for entertainment, because I know I talk a little bit different than most of you. But as long as Johnny Crouch is here, I won't be the only one talking a little bit funny. I'm glad to have our three children with me today, Sally and Drake and Corbin. Y'all stand up. Sally and Drake and Corbin, along with my wife Lydia, are young family farms. And we hate Lydia couldn't be with us today. Mr. Bob Thomas taught Rob Thomas a long time ago is never have a place that's too big for your wife to take care of while you're gone. So, of course, I noticed Rob did bring Lori, so I don't know if they're downsizing or got better health. But Lori's with Rob. But anyway, Lydia's home taking care of the farm, and we're participating in a Angus sale with some other producers tomorrow in Georgia. So she's there hopefully making money while we're here having a big time. And the children, I'm not sure they came. Well, I know they didn't come to hear their old daddy. They came for the trip, for the plane ride, and to get to see North Dakota. So that's a real nice opportunity for us. I'm probably a little bit unique in my background, and I guess it's important enough for me to mention to you. I'm a native South Carolinian. However, I'm the first young to ever own an Angus cow. I wasn't raised in the Angus business. Lydia and I are first-generation Angus breeders. And as you can tell, we haven't been at it very long, but it's been good to us so far. I'm a son of a son of a sharecropper, and I always knew that even though I was maybe discouraged by their past experiences, they had things pretty hard, but I always knew that I wanted to farm. And along when I was about their age, I was really interested in cattle, and I sent off and got all the information from all the different breeds of cattle, and went through all the different propaganda, and I guess you could say I kind of chose Angus. That was my choice, and when I was 12 years old, I borrowed some money and went out and bought my first Angus heifer and steer, and off I went from there. And my wife is from a beef cattle background. Her family had purebred shorthorns and commercial cattle. And then I had, later time, had commercial cattle too. So I'm a little bit different perspective. I'm a first-generation Angus breeder, and there's a lot I don't know. And Vance, it is amazing how much I used to know that I don't know today. Every day I live, I just learn how little I do know. And I guess that's the fun part of our business. Lydia and I were real fortunate when we got out of school, Clemson University, where we both finished in animal science. We got the opportunity to go manage an Angus farm there in South Carolina, Congaree Farms. And we spent about 7 years there managing this farm for a family. And lo and behold, there came a day when it was time to disperse the cows. And we didn't have a clue of what we were going to do. It was always our dream to have a place of our own, but we really weren't quite ready, or we didn't think we were quite ready to strike out on our own. So we kind of explored our options, and things kind of fell together. We had one of our commercial bull customers that offered us a little piece of land near him. He was a big landowner, and he offered to sell us a little piece of land and rent us a bunch more land. And it was about 60 miles, 80 miles from each of our home where we were raised. And so we did that and just struck out on our own in 1996. We bought 100 acres, and from the farm that we were managing, Congaree Farms, the cattle didn't have to go through a dispersal sale. We bought 100 of those cows, and a neighbor of ours bought the other 100, and so we got to keep the cows we'd been working with for 7 years. And we just struck out on our own. We went to a farm where there was very little fencing. They were old and tore down. Now, it was an abandoned peach orchard. There was no barns. There was a very simple tenant house on this place in which we still live today. And my wife cried when she saw the house. But we've made a go of it there, and it's been good to us. We've expanded our operation in a fairly short period of time. We're running 350 Angus cows and about 200 commercial cows. We now own about 250 acres there and rent another about 1,200. We're a very blue-collar operation, as we say. It's not very fancy. We aren't, and our cows aren't either. And our main niche in this business, we feel, is to supply bulls to commercial producers. And that's what we've been doing now for 14 years, 7 at Congaree and 7 on our own at Young Family Farms. Being in South Carolina is a quite a bit different scenario than many of you here in the West or Northwest. We have lots of small producers and part-time producers, and it takes a lot of bull customers. And we have really tried to give our customers a quality product. I've tried to give impeccable service at a reasonable price, and it's hard to do all three, but that has been our niche so far, and will continue to be. We're grass farmers. If we have any advantage of any part of the country, is we can almost grow something grazable almost 12 months out of the year. We do have to put up stored feed, which we hopefully are trying to rely less on, but we can grow grass when we get water. But it's an exciting time to be in the beef industry. It's an exciting time to be in the Angus business. And I feel indebted to you, the breeders that have gone before us, and I feel indebted to our staff. Man, isn't it nice to hear somebody like a Matthew Perrier come up and tell us what he told us this morning, how passionate he was about his job, which is our business. And I just feel very blessed to be a part of this industry and a part of this breed, and look forward to the discussion.